Today is Thursday, February 20th, 2020. Rainbow Six Siege is getting a ping system, and Fortnite is down for the update today. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Thank you very much for joining me. Happy Thursday. We're to the end of the week, and it's fabulous. Let's do this, everybody. Let's do this. Best ping system out there, and a ping system that when you get used to it, it puts all other ping systems to shame. They were really the first ones to implement it in a really good way, and that's Apex Legends ping system. If you've never played Apex Legends, what you can do is communicate without actually having to communicate on microphone. You can say, hey, let's go that way. Hey, let's pick up that. Hey, I've got a thing over here. Their ping system, it's intuitive, it's quick, it's snappy, it's fabulous. And a lot of games have started to go towards that, utilize that. It's becoming a must-have feature in all games, and now it looks like Rainbow Six is getting it as well. This is according to PC Gamer. Nonverbal communication in Rainbow Six Siege is getting a major update. With Ping 2.0, players will have new ways to call out gadgets to teammates without a mic. The first iteration of Ping 2.0 coming to Siege test server in the first half of year 5 will let players ping gadgets to show their exact location on the map. This is the first big iteration to Siege's ping system since the game's release in 2015. Currently, you can ping a location with a generic yellow mark. It works great, but it's hard to tell why somebody is pinging something unless they accompany it with a voice callout. After seeing Apex Legends' innovative contextual pings last year, Siege fans started asking Ubisoft to implement something similar. Speaking with lead game designer Jean-Baptiste Hale and game director Leroy Athanasoff at the Six Invitational 2020, Ubi is definitely aware of how players would like to see Ping 2.0 expanded in the future. They said, quote, players have been showing us mock-ups of ping systems for years. The thing is, we want it to be an iterative process because it's such a big game. So it sounds like basically the plan is to start small and improve instead of upending the ping system all at once. Ubi doesn't know what the final iteration will look like, but they do say the end goal is a contextual system where people can, for example, ping a wall with a specific icon that means breach this. It might take a little iteration to get there. I mean, that's their plan. But the fact that Ping 2.0 is here shows that Ubisoft is committed to this, and it's very exciting. Next up, there's a big update with Sea of Thieves. And Sea of Thieves is another one of those games that has just been continually supportive, and it has this big win as a result. It's where it is today compared to where it launched. Completely different game. This is a new story over at Eurogamer. It's middle month, and so time for another Sea of Thieves update, and February's offering arriving in the form of something called the Chests of Rage, which, as you already know if you read the headline, includes a cursed chest that literally can set your boat on fire. That's hilarious, dude. Some of their chests are awesome. Perhaps surprisingly, the Chest of Rage is the first new cursed chest to be added to Sea of Thieves since it launched 2 years ago. This one's a doozy, though. It burns hotter and hotter once hauled on board a ship until it's mad enough to realize the fiery shockwave setting both ship and crew on fire. Attentive pirates can keep it cool by slopping it with water, but intriguingly, the shockwave can be equally damaging to non-crew players, other ships, and skeletons. As such, it has strategic potential as a weapon in the right hands, particularly as it's possible to trigger the chest shockwave faster and attack it and make it blow up in someone else's ship. That would be the idea there, I guess, right? Chests of Rage, which can be sold to the Gold Hoarders or the Masked Stranger at the Reaper's Hideout for double gold, can be acquired by completing limited-time Bounty of Rage voyages purchased from the Duke at any outpost. They're also found randomly in the world and are guaranteed rewards when completing the Molten Sands Fortress in the Devil's Roar. Speaking of which, the Molten Sands Fortress is the only active skeleton fort in the Sea of Thieves this month and has been buffed considerably, for the occasion, requiring players to defeat both Ashen Skeletons and Skeleton Lords. Rewards will be appropriately increased and include Chests of Rage and Ashen Chests, with players able to acquire 4 more tomes plus associated commendations and cosmetics if they're able to track down the keys required to open the ladder. The update from Sea of Thieves also features a particularly lovely Wild Rose ship set for purchase using doubloons in Duke's Black Market, plus sword combat improvements, new hair and beard options for Pirate Legends, as well as accessibility enhancements, quality of life changes, gameplay balancing, and bug fixes. You can go check those all out at the Sea of Thieves patch notes on their website. Again, the game just continually improves. It continues to get supported. Good job, Rare. Good job, Microsoft. Sea of Thieves, it's a doozy. This episode this morning is being recorded before Chapter 2, Season 2 of the Fortnite update drops, but as of right now, the servers are down, and this downtime has been confirmed by Epic. They confirmed it yesterday. Epic Games said that it would be down for about 2 hours. It looks like it starts at 4 a.m. Eastern and can go to 6 or 7 a.m. So we're looking 2 or 3 hours. So don't worry if you're on East Coast time and you're trying to play some Fortnite, it's down. That's why they do say it should be down for longer, because this is a bigger update. So it's very interesting. We talked earlier in the week about the real life hints that they were dropping. There's been nothing to drop as of yet. Probably later this morning, we'll get a release trailer, which will be really interesting to see. Some people are theorizing it's James Bond in nature. Some people are thinking we're getting a new crafting material in the form of gold, as there's been lots of gold in all of the posters. Regardless, it is super interesting. It's super exciting. Fortnite always does these things right. They make it fun. Later today, we'll know when it's back up, what is happening, where it's happening, and who is it happening to. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in and hanging out. If you haven't yet, please head over to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps the show. Also, please share this show with everybody who you think would be interested. We're taking this show to the next level. There's some big things coming, some big changes. I'm very excited that we're working on in the background. Very excited. I love doing this. I love hanging out with you guys each and every single day. And with that, I'll see you guys first thing tomorrow morning.